He spoke this week at the Conservative Political Action Conference. It's a big gathering of conservatives here in Washington, and his main message was that conservatives need to start defining themselves. Kind of a theme he's been talking about for a while, but his main point, and he very much drove it home, was conservatives are going to lose every election going forward unless they start being about something and not just anti-Obama everything. That they can't just be the party of no. He's been trying this with a few of his proposals before, putting a little meat on the bones. But it's something that actually others are picking up on too. If you're listening to CPAC, you have New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's making the same point, Congressman Paul Ryan's making the same point, Senator Marco Rubio, is saying almost the same thing as Mike Lee, that the Tea Party movement was great to get things rolling, but you can't just stand out there with a sign and rally against something. They've got to actually be for something. Of course, on the other side, Democrats are saying, that's cute, but those tried and failed ideas didn't get anywhere before, and they're not going to get anywhere there now, and that the public has pretty much rejected that kind of those kind of conservative ideas in the past. Of course, it's kind of wait and see what happens, but at least there it is kind of a new focus of Mike Lee and his Tea Party buddies to change the conversation a little bit.
Okay, a little bit of an olive branch. And the venue here is kind of interesting as well, because the CPAC conference is traditionally a place where there's a fair amount of conservative, I don't know, rabble-rousing, saber-rattling, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, usually you just stand out there and throw out some red meat and the audience eats it up and you walk out to applause and a standing ovation. But this time, Mike Lee actually made a very good point of saying, I'm here to challenge you, not just to make you happy.
Well, all right, we'll see if you can disrupt the status quo out there. Thomas, in other news, a bill before the legislature here would try to make Utah the first primary state. What do Iowa and New Hampshire think of Utah's ambitions?
Well, they're not very happy, obviously. Because I think all your listeners know that Iowa, of course, has the caucuses first in the process of picking a presidential nominee. New Hampshire comes usually like a week later with its primary, the first in the nation primary. And those things have been going on for decades, and they get all the attention. All the candidates go there, and they go to the corner markets, and they go to town halls, and they go to house parties, and they really make a point of meeting every voter. Kind of a longstanding joke in New Hampshire that you ask a voter who they're going to vote for, and they say, I don't know, I've only met him 3 or 4 times. So the idea is in Utah, we went first, maybe we'd get that kind of attention. But I spoke with the Secretary of State in New Hampshire, Bill Gardner, who's been the Secretary of State the longer than I think both of you and I have been alive. And he says that there is no way that they will let Utah go first, that they will very much protect their primary, which has been going on for a century now, and that it's very important that New Hampshire goes first because they have people who very much pay attention to politics in the state and are very engaged in turnout. In the end, this bill, may not go anywhere in the Utah legislature anyway, because it's so late in the process.
Well, on that point, Thomas, I guess it is late in the process, but let's say that the measure does pass here in Utah. What would the response from New Hampshire or Iowa be then?
So we get into a fun leapfrogging situation there. If this bill becomes law and the legislature actually funds the Western States primary, then we get a situation where we are supposed to go a week before any other similar contest, but New Hampshire state law says they have to go a week for everyone else. So they will set a date and they'll set a date, and all of a sudden we're voting next month. So, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, we'll be voting before we actually even know who the candidates are.
Yeah, exactly. I don't mind. We can vote for president in 2 months,
Yeah, why not? Again, we're speaking with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and one of the authors of the blog Political Cornflakes. We had some tech issues in the midst of our conversation, and so I brought Thomas back by phone to finish up our discussion of the political news out of Washington. So, Thomas, thanks for joining us again by phone here. President Obama unveiled his budget this week. Any news for Utah on the horizon there?
Yeah, apparently, first, I guess they cut the Skype budget, so we can't do that. We have to do phone calls now. No, some good and bad stuff for Utah. Good is the Obama's budget has about $7.8 million set aside for renovating the Wallace F. Bennett Federal Building in downtown Salt Lake. The Moab tailings, your listeners probably know about the big tons of uranium pilings or uranium millings left over outside the, sitting on the banks of the Colorado River. They've been trying to move and get away, and that's about the same money that he's the president's proposing that they've received in the past. He suggests $35.8 million. They got $38 million this fiscal year, so you know it's about the same. The big cut that's a little problematic for some Utah officials is to the Central Utah projects. This is a big effort to bring water from the Wasatch back to the Salt Lake and Utah valleys. And, you know, if you look back, like 2008, they got $40 million, fiscal year 2008, $40 million to, you know, help can finish this project they want to have done by, like, 2021. In this budget, the president's only proposing $5 million for the construction part. So it's really a big cut. But we have to remember, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because, you know, these budgets are really just tossing out anyway. The Congress is going to do what it wants.
And the budget is really just a planning document when you get down to it.
Yeah, this is all just like pointing out that this is what the Democrats' agenda is for the 2014 elections, to be honest.
And so then in that case, maybe we will see funding for the Central Utah Project one way or another.
And hopefully for Skype again. Yes, exactly.
Thomas Burr is a Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune. He joins us every Friday for this conversation, and there is a link to the Salt Lake Tribune politics blog, Political Cornflakes, at our website, kcpw.org. Thomas, thanks once again for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Roger.